Welcome to another Biology on the Beach. This is Dr. Leo Stauder. Today we're going to talk about chromosomes and human inheritance patterns, number two. So it's the second part of this discussion. Last time we talked about the karyotype. I mentioned that the karyotype was a picture of chromosomes. What I did not say at that time was that when we lay out our chromosomes, we go from the smallest to the biggest. So it's smaller, bigger, and then to the largest. And then you number them 1 through 22. And the last set is going to be the 23rd set, which is going to be the sex chromosomes. So the autosomes are 22 pairs that are not the sex chromosomes. So those 22 pairs are going to be called autosomes. Now autosomes are the same in both sexes. Of course, the genetics varies, but as far as the chromosomes are concerned, they're the same. The sex chromosome, as we said, is the 23rd pair. Sex chromosomes come in two varieties. Either they're going to be an X or they're going to be a Y. If they're an X and an X together, that means that it's going to be a female. If there's an X and Y, then that's going to be a male. Now, both sexes have the same number of chromosomes. The X chromosome has more than 2,300 genes on it. Now, because the Y chromosome has lost its tail, if you will, you are going to have less genes. So we can say then that the chromosomes are the same number, but a male has less genetic information than the female. And this explains a lot. Only a joke. So when we look at any of the aspects of the heredity, we see that that's one of the major differences. Now, even though we say that these are called sex chromosomes, the truth is that there are other things that are going to be the genes here, rather than just for sex. The genes could be for a variety of other things. So we just don't want to just look at, just say, oh, the X and Y, that's all that's for is just to give the genes that are related to sex, and that's not the case. There's other genes there as well. But the prominent genes are going to be the ones that are going to be giving the sex characteristics. So most of the X chromosomes are non-sexual traits, such as blood typing or whatever else can be in there as well. Now the Y chromosome has fewer than 24 genes. So we're going from 2,300 with the X to only 24 with the Y. Now, one of the genes in the Y chromosome is called the master gene. And because this is the master gene that is going to switch when the individual is going to become a male. Now, we all start off as females. So, when we're in the womb, you're just into your ninth week, you're still don't know what you're going to be, a male or a female. If you have the master gene, then a switch gets pulled, and now, for some of us, something goes wrong. No. For some of us, we become males. The master gene determines if a person will become a male. If it's not present, then the person will continue on to become a female. Remember that we all start off as females. So who determines the sex of the child, the mother or the father? So think about the genetics here. Ma, in her genetics, she has, in her sex chromosomes, she has X and an X. Whereas dad has an X and a Y. So who's going to be able to contribute something different than an X? Well, obviously, it's going to be dad. So dad is going to be either able to contribute an X, and therefore make a female, or dad will be able to contribute a Y, and therefore the individual will be a male. So the male determines what the sex of the child is going to be. Unlike what Henry VIII thought, that he was coming from an agrarian society. So Henry VIII thought that in their thought of that day, if you have a good seed, which a king's seed, of course, would be the greatest seed ever, if you have good seed and you throw it on good ground, then you should be able to produce a harvest. But if the ground's not good, then you can't produce a good harvest. So his idea was, since he has such great seed, if he's not getting boys to inherit the throne, then there's something wrong with the ground. There's nothing wrong with the seed. But in actuality, if you think about it, I think he sort of lost his head. Or, not really. But anyways, point is that that's how the genetics works. So with that as a conclusion to our topic, I wish you the best, and we'll see you again on another Biology on the Beach. This is Dr. Leo B. Stouter saying, see you again. Bye now.